It's music time in Africa. Hello again, friends, and welcome to our special holiday season Music Time in Africa program. I'm Rita Rochelle.
And I'm Leo Sarkisian. We're happy to have you with us and hope you'll stay and enjoy this Sunday evening's special music program and help us celebrate the holiday season. We're both here this evening to wish you and all our friends in Africa and to all our regular listeners in other parts of the world all our best for the Christmas season and for the coming year. May you and all whom you hold dear be graced with the blessings of good health and happiness, peace, freedom, and security.
That was your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, my colleague. Right now, music. Holiday season music. This first selection is from Ghana, from Kwando Donko's album titled Christmas Africana. Christmas, 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 oh.
Christmas.
Christmas music set to the rhythms of high life by Kwadwo Donko and his group, them of Ghana. The music was from his album Christmas Africana, celebrating the end of the year and the beginning of the new year. And friends, that's what we're doing this evening, right here on Music Time in Africa. Leo?
Thank you, Rita. As you know, Christmas is usually considered a Christian holy day, but it comes in a season that has its parallel in many faiths, and its customs go back to times long before the Christian era. The idea of using lights and candles as Christmas decorations, for example, can be traced to the days long before Christianity, when bonfires were lighted to implore the sun to return to the cold northern regions of the world. The ancient Romans decorated their homes with holly branches and other greenery for their annual winter festival, which took place at this time of the year. Christmas Day is sacred to Christians because it marks the anniversary of the birth of Christ. Although the times of the year may differ, the Muslim holy period of Ramadan is a month of fasting that commemorates the first revelation of the Quran, or Muslim holy book. And also during this season is the Jewish Hanukkah, an 8-day festival of lights, marking the rededication of the Hebrew temple in Jerusalem in the year 165 BC. When we think of Africa, we think not only of Christians, but Muslims, Jews, and those who hold to the traditional religions of Africa. For all men, religion is essentially a matter of faith. Faith in a power or powers which are greater than man and which help to guide his destiny. No matter which name we choose to give it, every religion plays a part in man's life and is often expressed in a variety of ways through music. The music of Islam, for example, is heard in many parts of Africa, and its sounds are clearly integrated with the practice of this great world religion. In this recording from northern Ghana, a muezzin is calling the faithful to prayer. His musical phrases are answered by a chorus which circles about him, clapping their hands.
La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
La
ilaha illallah.
Muhammadu Rasulallah.
Muhammadu Rasulallah.
La ilaha illallah.
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 Muhammadu Rasulallah.
Muhammadu Rasulallah.
Muhammadu Rasulallah.
Muhammadu Rasulallah.
La ilaha illallah.
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 Muhammadu Rasulallah.
Not everyone knows that Africa is also the home of a people known as Falasha, who practiced the Jewish faith. None knows from where they came or when, but they live in the northern region of Lake Tana in Ethiopia and resemble in most ways the Amhara, who are one of the main groups of the Ethiopian population. Almost every Falasha village has a synagogue with at least one resident priest, and a fixed schedule of festivals and fast days is followed, especially during the annual Jewish religious festival of Passover, which celebrates the release of the Hebrew from slavery in Egypt. One hears the singing of huge choruses accompanied by gongs and drums. Many Africans prefer to practice the traditional religions of their past history, and in doing so, they choose to emphasize their own ways of life rather than those taught them by other peoples. For example, the Pygmy peoples living in Zaire find a close relationship to the spirits of the forest, and in many of their songs, they ask the spirits for courage and strength. Just as moving, just as powerful, and just as sacred are the musical rhythms which accompany other forms of traditional religious practice. Christian music in Africa takes many forms, from the music of the Coptic Church in Ethiopia, through the hymns sung all over Africa, to the lesser-known works of African composers who today are attempting to express their Christian convictions in an African manner. In Zimbabwe some years ago, a composer by the name of Stephen Ponde wrote a piece of music called the Missa Shona, that is, the Shona Mass. I have a recording of it sung by the choir of a church in Zimbabwe called the Bondofi Mission.
Also in Africa, the customs attending this season of religious observances, including merrymaking and giving of gifts, vary from place to place. For instance, in Liberia in West Africa, they have an unusual type of Christmas observance. It's quite unique. A group of young men and boys called Santa Claus Boys, taking their cue from an old Nordic legend about Saint Nick, dance through the streets at this time of the year, singing and playing a variety of musical instruments and receiving gifts of money from delighted onlookers. The Santa Claus Boys wear colorful costumes and humorous masks, and the music they make sounds just like this.
We are, Santa Claus, we are.
Yeah, we are, Santa Claus, we are. Yeah.
We are, Santa Claus, we are.
Yeah, we are, Santa Claus, we are. Yeah.
Cause we don't go my for a long one for now.
Hey, we are, Santa Claus, we are.
Hey, cause we don't go my for a long one for now.
Hey, we are, Santa Claus, we are.
We are standing, you ready for the motion.
Yeah, we are, Santa Claus, we are. Yeah.
We you're standing, you're ready for a motion.
Yeah, we are. Standing for we are. Yeah.
Where you're standing, you're ready for a motion.
Yeah, we are. Standing for we are. Yeah.
We are, Santa Claus, we are.
Yeah, we are, Santa Claus, we are.
Yeah. Cause we don't go, my brother, go on for now.
Yeah, we are, Santa Claus, we are.
Yeah. Cause we don't go, my brother, go on for now.
Yeah, we are, Santa Claus, we are. Yeah.
Where you standing, you ready for the motion.
Yeah, we are, Santa Claus, we are, yeah.
Where you standing, you ready for the motion.
Yeah, we are. Santa Claus, we are.
Where you standing, you ready for the motion.
Yeah, we are. Santa Claus, we are.
That was from West Africa, the Santa Claus boys of Liberia celebrating Christmas. Well, from East Africa now, from Tanzania, the choir of Kinampanda Church sings a medley of Christmas songs in the local Kinyiramba language.
Limunke, Chumba Gumana, Nene Aona, Nene Aona, Kositi Gumana, Anaeto, Asumba Eto. Ananso, Manane Kumana, Yona Kumana, Sala Kumana, Kelie Kumana, Kositi Kumana. Yes, we do. When did it?
Christmas music from Tanzania, East Africa, sung in Kinyiramba by the Kanimpanda Church Choir. There was a song written many, many years ago, and it has become the common property of all of us around the world. In Germany, the song is called Heiligen Nacht. It is Holy Night in England and Silent Night in America. And in Arabic, it's Saut al-Eid. Well, friends, whatever you call it, it carries the same message to all. The same message from Leo and me to you and all our listeners in Africa and around the world. Peace on earth, goodwill to all.
بالمواعيد زار
That was Silent Night in Arabic, Saut al-Eid, sung by the famous Arab singer Feruz. And a quick reminder, friends, that this is Music Time in Africa, coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America.
Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, your regular weekly guide into the world of African music, along with my colleague, the music man, Leo. We're broadcasting to Africa from our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown Washington, D.C., here in the USA. We're on shortwave, and in southern Africa, we're also on medium wave, and that's on 621 kilohertz. For a list of shortwave frequencies and times for all of our English to Africa programs broadcast by VOA's Africa service, you can write to this address, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20547 here in the USA. And a reminder, friends, that any comments you may have about programs you listen to on the Voice of America are always welcome. We also know that postal rates are high in many parts of the world, so we have an alternate address for you, which we highly recommend for saving on postage. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Again, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country.
Kwadwo Donko and his Aboki Parts with a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you from Ghana and from all of us here in Washington. Come, we celebrate proper. Make we dance some and enjoy some. Be happy. timeless music sung to the pulsating rhythms of high life music. And that's all in this first edition of Music Time in Africa. We'll have more for you in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now. I'll be back here in our studios at exactly 19:30 GMT with our second edition, another half hour of some of the best in African music to celebrate the holiday season and greet the new year. Also a reminder that next Sunday, we'll have our annual New Year's dance party, so make a note of it now on your calendar. This is Rita Rochelle inviting you now to stay right there by your radio for a report of the latest news. And at 19:30 GMT, Music Time in Africa again. So stay with us, and my love to all of you.